So I hope you found that last video quite interesting and also quite insightful. And tell me, were you able to relate what I shared with you to yourself? Because there's going to be some people taking this course right now who are really rigidly taking notes, looking to remember all this stuff so that they can share this information with some other people in some way at some point in the future. And my friend, if this is you, please put your pen down and hear me when I say that this approach is not going to serve you or anyone else if you choose to go down this road of life coaching. Because life coaching is 100% relational, and as we've already established, every relationship in life is based and built upon a foundation of trust. Trust is developed over time, and people are only going to come to trust you in life if they're able to see that you're actually interested in them. You see, people who are interested in understanding other people aren't generally interested in the information within itself. They're more interested in how the information is affecting the individual and why that's a problem. You see, people don't do the things that they do for the reasons that we would naturally be inclined to think that they do them. It's these very core values that lie at the core of the driving engine that governs every single person's life in the whole world. You see, progress is but one of our core innate, fundamental human drivers, our core motives, our core values, which are pretty much all the same thing. You know, I remember once hearing a story, and it was kind of a metaphor. It was about a guy who he had his man shed, which took form of his garage or his garage, if you're living in the US right now. And in his garage, he had all his tools up on the wall, his toolboxes, his power drills, and he would compare himself to the guy across the road. Have you ever heard, you know, keeping up with the Joneses? You know what I mean by that? Well, this guy was looking to keep up appearances and always stay one step ahead of the guy across the road. I guess what you might say, he'd fallen into the significance trap. He just wanted to be seen as bigger and better than his neighbours. So when his wife came out one day, she'd been around at the neighbour's house having a coffee, and she just happened to mention that Mr. Jones has just bought himself a brand new power drill, top of the range apparently. And this triggered something within her husband, because the next thing he was shopping on his mobile phone, looking for this power drill, looking to get something that was even bigger and even better. And his wife said, you know, I don't understand you guys, tell me, you know, why is it that you want a drill? And when she asked a question, the guy just got frustrated. He goes, oh, just don't question me, woman, I just want a drill. And she said, I mean, is it really a drill that you want, or do you just want to be able to put holes in the wall? I mean, what's the reason for you wanting a drill? And now the guy was starting to get even more disgruntled and even more rattled. And she said, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, what's the ultimate main reason why anyone would want a drill? You'd obviously want a drill to put holes in the wall, but the ultimate aim would be to hang up a shelf or to attach something to something. It's for doing some sort of DIY or for some handymanship. And I guess this metaphor paints the picture that sometimes people will pursue things in life not for the reasons that we would be inclined to think that they're pursuing them. For example, the reason why one man would want to be bigger and better and outdo another man isn't because he actually physically needs to be bigger and better, it's because he fundamentally wants to be seen as more significant. Why is it that someone would need to be seen as more significant than someone else in life? I mean, consider your common place of work, your common set of offices, or if you work in the public service in some way, there's a lot of this goes on, isn't there, where people will stab people in the back and do the dirty in others to get promotion and to get ahead in life. People who've fallen into the significance trap, where significance for them, moving forward, progressing, comes through pursuing significance, and they see promotions, status, rank, moving up the chain of command as a means by which to progress and get significance. So it's not the promotion within itself that's the main thing, it's not having the bigger drill within itself that's the main thing. It's generally significance within itself that's the main thing. But what I would like to just point out here, and hopefully help you see that when I say that our core values are kind of like a spider web, they really are. I've written some words on a board here, which are quite neat and structured and ordered. But this is not how our core values work. I am not going to be able to do this topic justice for you because it would take me days or weeks.And most people would turn off and give me hate mail saying this is a boring course. So I want to condense this and package it up and explain it as articulately as possible in a way that you hopefully understand. Think about it. Why would someone need to prove how significant they are to themselves or someone else if they were fundamentally secure in who they were? Why would someone need another promotion?Or need to work their way up the food chain, need to prove themselves to the world if they knew who they were and if they were fundamentally secure in who they were. Are you now able to see the value in the core identity coaching model that I shared with you in the last section? Because if an individual isn't fundamentally secure in who they are, then they are not free.And if they are not free within themselves, then they're not going to be able to make the degree of progress that they want to make because it's always going to be fear that's holding them back. Fear of being seen as insignificant in the eyes of other people. I can remember reading an article going back quite a number of years ago. I think it was in Vogue magazine. And it wasn't that I actually read Vogue magazine regularly. It was in a dentist surgery or something like that, or it was a book. I can't even remember when I read this article, and it was to do with Madonna. Now, this was written about 15 years ago, so I'm not saying that what was true back then is true today. So Madonna, if you're watching this right now, I'm not slandering you or anything like that. I'm just quoting and giving reference to something that I've read in the past. And this interview quoted Madonna word for word after she'd been asked about what it was that drove her in life.The interviewee has said, Madonna, you're so driven. What is it that drives you? And she actually responded by saying something along the lines of, my whole life I've been driven by this need to prove my significance to other people. I've been running away from being seen as mediocre, and this thing has been driving me. It's been driving me all of my life. It's as ifEvery time I reach this place where I've achieved something or accomplished something, I've finally proven to all these other people and to myself that I'm somebody. But the problem is, once I've had the next chart topping single or something like that, the novelty eventually wears off. And then I just need to keep on proving that I'm this somebody to all these other people. My struggle has never ended, and I guess that it never will.And this story might not have been communicated word for word the way that Madonna actually spoke it, but the essence is still very much the same, as we're pointing towards the significance trap that many people fall into in life, because significance is such a deep and profound inner driver in life. Some people can become blinded by their need to progress. Now, progress within itself isn't a bad thing, but if you need to progress to prove yourself to others, then it does become a bad thing. What we're talking about here is our motives. You see, in life, we have two types of motives. We've got positive motivators, and then we've got negative motivators. Now, positive motivators are where we're working towards or actively progressing towards what it is that we want, whereas negative motivators is where we're trying to get away from what we don't want. Say for example, at some point in the future you might end up working with someone who is obese. Now, I've worked with someone who was, you know, quite heavily overweight a few years ago now, and when we established what was driving them in life, it was a negative motivator, because regardless of how many diets they went on, how many fitness regimes they committed to, they kept on coming back to this place of obesity. It's where if they dropped their standards, lowered their guard for a few moments or a few weeks, the pounds would just come flooding back on again. And the reason for this is because people act in accordance with who they believe that they are. Think about it. If your motive in life is just getting away from being insignificant than what you're looking at? Well, you're actually looking at insignificance. And what you focus on in life, you will naturally gravitate towards. You'll naturally feel. Whereas if you're focused on more of a positive motivator, for example, for me, progress for me is about reaching the stage of life where I'm able to give in an unlimited way. All right, I want to be generous without any limits. I want there to be no limits to my generosity and to how much I fundamentally give other people in life. That's a goal for me. Now here's a funny thing. If I reach this place in life where I'm, you know, making millions or billions, and I can launch charities, and in fact, I already have launched a charity, but give to, you know, feed the hungry and teach the world and do all that sort of thing, then that's going to be great. But none of these things are going to make me more significant than who I already am, because who I am is who I am at the core. We looked at this in the last section. Who you are is who you are at the core, which we've now established. Who your client is who your client is at the core. Now here's the thing, when it comes to significance, our significance in life is not for us to determine. It's not for me to determine how significant I am for you. And it's actually not for you to determine how significant you are for your client. Your client is only ever going to see you as significant if they feel like they're getting what they want from you. If they feel like you're helping them to get more of what they need and want. If they feel like you're the person who's able to help them make progress in life to get away from the real and closer towards the ideal. Getting away from self-esteem, how they feel about themselves, and closer towards their true self-concept, where it is that they fundamentally want to be in life. So this is a broad overview. I'm just throwing this lesson into the mix here to help confuse you, actually, purposefully, because what I don't want anyone to be doing throughout this section, I'm going to plead for you, is to put your pens and your notepads down. Don't be taking notes. Just study what I'm talking about, because when it comes to understanding core human values, there's no 7-step process. There's no way of getting this right. The only way you're ever going to understand people is by paying attention, by seeking to understand, by putting the interests of this other person first, and by putting our own personal agenda or need to make progress or be seen as significant behind. Now, I'm not saying this is going to be true for all people, but it is true for many. Here in Scotland, life coaching is a popular topic, and there are many people who would package them up and define themselves as life coaches. But what I am saying also is that I haven't yet come across too many who are doing so for good and noble and pure reasons. All right, there's many people who like the significance or the perceived significance that comes through the associated title. So this is an introduction of where we're going to be going, what we're going to be looking at throughout this section. I hope this on some level makes sense to you, but in the next video I'm going to share with you a story that's going to help you to fundamentally understand the very essence and the nature of every single problem that anyone could ever come to you with. So I hope this makes sense, and I'll look forward to seeing you again in the next clip.